Dick Toledo here, and I want to say thanks for downloading, streaming, and sharing everything from our Morning Sickness podcasting page. Today's podcasting content is being brought to you by Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Visit them in Scottsdale off the 101 in Indian School or online at chapmandodge.com.
The only thing better than a big truck is saving big on a big truck. A truck that'll get you anywhere you want to go and help you get stuff done. Well, guess what? At Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big on every new Ram truck during the Ram Power Days. Going on now. Visit us at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road or do it all online at chapmandodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.
Get something. Check out Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast at 98kupd.com.
All right, that's the new stuff from Rob Zombie. Comes out right there for Halloween. Like
it's pure zombie.
It is pure zombie. You're getting nothing but zombie on that one. Triumph of King Freak is the name of that one. It's he just popped it out on our emails and said, play this for me. And we're like, all right, why not? New Rob Zombie, right in time for Halloween.
King of the cabarets. We were talking about that earlier. Yeah, he was just saying that. It's, you can't go to the nudie bar without hearing Rob Zombie at least three times.
No. And I'm Zombie okay with will that. Come out. AC/DC, too. Yeah. Every time I go, AC/DC plays. But, yeah, because it's an easy thump beat. Yep.
Nine Inch Nails.
Or on the floor. Yep.
Nine Inch Nails will come on. When Trent Reznor will be the one weird girl, will come up with a Trent Reznor you may not have heard. But you know it immediately. It's like, oh, she's doing some Nine Inch Nails here. And this one's going to get – she might start cutting on stage, which is good. Speaking of cutters, we got the Jay Gutentag messages all loaded up.
Which one do you want?
We got three of them. Let's have the first one.
That was the first
one
we heard.
For those of you who have forgotten, Jay Gutentag is the lady who was in jail for years and then befriended us while she was in jail, did her time, years and years, did her time for her thing, and has started to teach us some vernacular about prison. Well, another lady who was in jail at the same time has confronted us through the emails and stuff about Jay, and now they're fighting online. We wanted to put together a sanctioned debate where these two could talk. They do not want to speak, and it's getting bad. So now we're kind of, I'm pulling back a little bit, not on the fact that I want this fight to happen. I'm still going to make that happen on all of the push because I have a feeling they're going to meet in a dark alley here soon. It's getting heated, and we don't have any of the paperwork filled out or anything. So I'm admonishing us. I'm pulling back and saying we have nothing to do with what happens from this day to the day of the debate. If anything in between goes on, that's between them. But Jay likes to let us know what's been going.
Well, this is number one.
And here we go.
So I got another message from Kathleen, the crazy person. In this message, she says that she basically doesn't want to fight John. What she's saying is everything to get around having to fight because A, she doesn't want to face me in the ring because she knows I will beat the tar out of her, one. And two, all of the people that want to see this fight, she doesn't want that to happen. Yeah. You know, the person that, oh, I love pain. Hurt me. Please hurt me. I love pain. She doesn't even want to join the party. She's full of crap. And yeah, man. All these people that she was talking on their behalf, namely the Mexican people, they're not happy. They're not going to do anything but watch me beat her ass. So she.
All right.
That's heating up a little bit.
Yeah. This is the song I want to play for Jay.
Well, she's all you'd ever want. She's the kind I'd like to flaunt and take to dinner.
Yeah. Play the next good cover. This one.
But she always knows her place. She's got
I'm gonna throw my boxer briefs.
She's getting to the point where I think she just wants me to, like, you know, I'm just saying. Because she won't leave me alone. So, A, she doesn't really want to fight. I think she wants to do the opposite. And B, like I said, I wouldn't do her with your tongue or anybody else's. And C, she's like a bad penny. She keeps showing up on my page, even though I put securities on my page so I don't have to deal with her, or look at her, or hear her, you know, crazy train of thought. So, yeah, she's going there this morning, you know.
Yeah.
She just seems to think that she's done nothing wrong by falsely accusing people and then dragging everybody else into it. That's where the problem is, you know. her medication's having her see things wacko. All right, have a good day, guys.
Something to the calls.
Jake, huh?
It does add something to the messages, yeah, that song right there.
Jay Guttag, everybody.
But she knows what I'm about. She can take what I dish out, and that's not easy.
She's a lady.
But she knows me through and
you have another one? Yeah, all right. There we go.
Roll it.
Okay, Brett, here's the thing. She is a schmuck. The girl, I don't even know what her deal is. It's like she's got multiple personality disorder. She's all happy in one comment, like wanting to tell me about her family and her sons and their whatever. I don't care. Why are you stalking my page, man? You know, and here's the deal. If you don't want to have problems with people, you don't want to be embarrassed in a ring where I'm not going to end up going to jail for beating your ass, then you shouldn't say the things you say. What you should say is, you know what, I was on a lot of medication back then because I'm a cutter, and I probably observed the situation in a way it wasn't. But instead, you talk crap about the Mexican clique, which was stupid.
Oh, boy. See, this is why I went out of this.
Still close friends of mine. And then you talked about Kim and Fobar yesterday.
Oh, dear.
They're older than you, and you look 20 years older than them. It's like, just say, hey, man, you know,
more than ever, John, I want
the
to make
debate.
Peace. I want to make peace.
What?
I want them to be able to extend an olive branch.
Why?
No, I want a debate.
Talking about that little lady. And the jiggle didn't talk.
Wow. She never asked. Sorry, I just get excited about that. I want this to happen so bad, but I have a feeling they're going to kill each other way before we even see them in person. It's getting heated, and we kind of started it, so we got to pull back a little bit just in case. I have a feeling there's going to be police officers here asking us for a lot of tape.
Somebody sent this one over.
Uh-oh.
No.
Oh, sorry.
Rumble in the Prairie.
Rumble in the Prairie with Laura Ingalls and Nellie Olson. Is that real? At Walnut Creek, Minnesota. 15 rounds. Walnut I'd like to Grove. Watch that. Walnut Grove, yeah.
Thank you, Derek.
Thank you, Derek. A flashback to Little House on the Prairie's big rumble in the grundle. All right, well, yeah, we've got our prisoners, our exes there.
All right. Who's the ultimate lady? Ultima hombre.
Israel just wrote in, says, good morning, show. Will there be an undercard for the Battle of the Clams between Cucolito and the Karen Squad?
Oh, yeah. Let's have Cucolito fight his girl neighbors about Biden and Trump.
Richard!
I think that's a great idea. Let's see if Toledo will foxy box with some of those girls.
Lingerie boxing.
Would you like to be on the undercard and fight the ladies in your neighborhood that hate you because you're a... Because you're a cuck?
Sure, John. Whatever the show needs.
That's the attitude I'm looking for. I'll fight a woman for this show. Yeah! I like Jay's new theme song. She's a lady. Perfect. Yeah. Anyway, well, good. Yeah, we do need an undercard. Now, you've got to have something that
mini
rhymes.
Mini scraps.
Something that rhymes with cuck. Huh, let me think. Okay, I'll come up with something. That's a tough one. That's like orange. That's a tough word to rhyme. If you want to get involved in the fireside chats, they're coming up in just seconds. Anything you want to talk about at all we ask is you don't waste our time.
Jay just wrote over, I see no lady here.
What?
Jay just wrote, I see no lady here.
Jay, you're not supposed to be saying that.
What?
All right.
Well, she never get away. Always something nice to say and what a blessing.
That's a live version of Tom Jones, yeah. Tom Jones had
covered
a
in panties,
huge, just a huge dong. If it wasn't, my mom liked Tom Jones, and it was disturbing as a kid because that was the day I realized my mom loves huge dicks, and that's a tough day to that's a tough day to cope with. I got to go see my therapist. My mom liked Tom Jones too much, and I remember it because her sister came over, and my Aunt Ray said something about Tom Jones having a huge pee-pee. Because you could see it in those tight pants he used to wear. My mom liked Johnny Mathis and Tom Jones. And my grandpa taught me why liking Johnny Mathis was bad, although I've gotten over that. The Tom Jones thing was totally different.
But if she said Milton Berle was your favorite comedian,
then you knew. You knew. But yeah, Tom, like, she liked him too much. I'm like, this guy's songs aren't that great. And then I watched him, and this bubble in his pants was like, it was like the Astrodome sticking out of him. It was brutal.
100% British steel.
And my mom loved him. Like, oh, Tom Jones is just the sexiest. I'm like, why? I don't know. His songs kind of stink. I'm not into him for his songs, John. Like, why would you like him then? And my aunt says, because he's got a big wiener. I'm like,
his Welsh dragon.
And as a kid, you're like, why does that matter? Wieners are for peeing. And then a few years later, I'm like, my mom loves the biggins. Like, she's craved biggins her whole life.
Only you're wired that way.
Why? That's why she liked him.
All right, Marcy.
You know, Marcy liked the biggins. I don't know that she ever took a biggins because I showered with my dad once when he was trying to teach me how to shower, and a memory is etched in
you
my
have
head.
You learn to blank those things out of your mind.
My dad and I have the exact same penis.
Oh.
Yeah.
And you make the same sound.
I think we make the same sound. Right? You may have not heard my theory on this, but sometimes when you're humping and stuff, and you're like, I'm like, I sounded like my dad just then.
Oh, no. See, I'll just blank this stuff out.
It's horrible.
Only him.
I do.
Yeah, Brettley, next time, Brett, think about Papa Vesely.
Do you ever sometimes say words and go, oh my God, I sound just like my dad?
Yeah.
Because you do sound
But I don't.
But when you're like, roll over, Medea, sometimes you think to yourself, that sounded just like Kurt. And also, you know it's genetic. It's inevitable that you, your grandfather, your dad, all make the same noise.
No.
Yeah, you do.
Hell no.
It's passed down without you knowing it. It's nature.
Brett's like, what's a carburetor in my hand for?
Yeah. It's an heirloom.
It is like an heirloom. It's passed down. You don't learn the noises you make. They're inherent.
Yeah, but you would have to hear those noises.
They're inherent.
You can change those if you're watching. If you're watching stuff.
Because you didn't hear him, you do what comes natural. And that is the exact same thing he did. And what comes natural to him, and I mean come, when I say comes natural, I mean it. That's what I'm saying. So then when you do it, I thought that once. I'm like, like that's a damn noise. Right in the middle, I'm like, oh my God, I'm starting to turn into him. That's my dad. Yeah, of course. Everybody does. Brady makes noises.
Moving train.
Like
Brady sounds like train.
Hey.
Choo-choo.
Hey, this is against God what I'm doing here.
I'm so sorry.
Whoops, sorry about my thumb there. It went right in your butt. I'm turning into the old man. No, I just, you do. You sound like your dad. You sound like your dad right now. So it's you do. You and your dad. If I was on the phone with your dad right now, and I've talked to your dad, I'm like, and there was a moment when your dad was talking, I'm like, this is weird. Because Brett's voice coming out of his mouth. Speaking of things coming out of your mouth. Sounds exactly the same. You don't want to think that, but it sounds exactly the
same. I hope Medea's not listening right now.
Medea, he sounds just like Kurt. Kurt and Brett have the same
The only way you could really find out is just swapping.
No! No.
What?
That would mean he'd have to take on his mother.
Yeah. Right. No.
That was wrong.
The hell's wrong with you?
Really wrong.
That was
wrong. Okay, I'll take that back.
You're not just going to take a lap today. You might run a marathon. Man, Brady, there's going to be some detention. But you should give your dad a run at yours, but you can't have your mother. Brady's right about half of that.
Yeah,
and then Medea can go, oh my God, it was like you were there.
No. You know what? All right. Let's get to the fireside chat. We got time.
Medea texted and she said she's in.
Medea just fired off on our group text. I don't know how she did that. Wouldn't it be awful if she's like, you know what? It was the same.
Oh.
You and your dad have the same swirl move.
Oh. Same finisher.
Worked up. Who was better?
Look, you
Who's
can't
better?
Help it. But yeah, but okay. So back to the original point. My mom likes a biggin.
Yeah, what was okay?
I don't think she's ever had one though. My dad's fine. He's okay. I've seen it. I haven't seen it in presenting. But we were in the shower. He's trying to teach a kid how to shower, and that's the worst thing you can do to a guy at 5 years old. Hop in the shower. Did your dad do that?
What?
Put you in the shower to teach you how to take a shower? You ever have to take a shower with your dad?
Yeah, when I was...
It's the worst. Yeah. Yeah, you're eye level with his dick.
Yeah,
it's the worst time to ever do it.
No. You spin him around. You don't have
you
to
don't know about
dick.
This.
You,
know,
you don't know about this.
Your dad, for some reason, you're right, in theory, but when put into the world, for some reason, dad's dick is right in your face and he's trying to teach you how to shower. It's the worst day of a young boy's life. I'd rather be abused physically than have to think of that twice. You showered with Torp.
He didn't teach me the shower, but I have. I've been in a, you know, at the athletic club.
What's the old man's dork like?
It was one of those big showers.
It's called a torpedo for a reason.
Yeah, I know. He's got a hog, though, doesn't he?
He's okay.
That's my bad. Did you notice similarities in your girth versus length?
Yes.
Yeah, same here.
Yes.
I can think back of that day in the shower with my dad because he etched that fossil penis in my head. And I'm like, I'll never forget this. And I'm like, I got the same one.
Yep.
Like a brick. Brady's
then
eyes.
You see other
Brady's eyes.
Like a soda can.
Hate this. Yeah, no, it's the same. I have the same one as him, and I'm pretty sure the sound's the same. Sorry, Toledo, I'm getting to it. We'll do a quick round of the fireside chats. 585-9800, real fast. Don't waste our time. That's all we ask. It's 98 KUPD.
Big red badass.
The only thing better than a big truck is saving big on a big truck. A truck that'll get you anywhere you want to go and help you get stuff done. Well, guess what? At Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big on every new Ram truck during the Ram Power Days. Going on now. Visit us at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road or do it all online at ChapmanDodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.